I'm here with Roger Marolt. There are many names in the Valley of Aspen that really sort of capture the spirit, and the Marolt clan is a big one. And so I feel privileged to have one of the Marolts here. So we have Roger, and one of the things that I was starting with was having everybody tell their story of how they got to Aspen. But since you were sort of born there, maybe you can give us a little bit of a history of the Marolt family into the Valley of Aspen.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for having me here. Your book is wonderful, and I just appreciate your spirit and your love for the town, and just trying to tell its story through the people you know, and I think that's really cool. So thank you. I'm honored to be here. Like you said, I was born in Aspen, so I don't really remember how I got here, but I can, I guess how I got here. But our family here stems back to the late 1800s. And we came from Slovenia, and that's they came over here during the Silver Rush, and they were not miners. My great grandfather owned a saloon called the Frank Marolt Saloon, and it was right across from where City Market is today. There are some townhomes there, and so then my grandfather, he was born here. And he and his brothers were ranchers. The silver went bust, and they wanted to stay apparently. So they figured out that ranching was the best way to do that. So their ranch was what is today the Aspen Golf Course, the Marolt Open Space, the hospital land, the school district land, and the land across the street from the schools, which is the Moore property now. That was their ranch. And they held that and started to sell it off piecemeal, starting with the Great Depression. And then the federal grazing laws changed. And the way ranching worked in Aspen in those days is that you would summer your cattle up on Forest Service property, and they would feed there, and you would use your land down in Aspen to grow hay so that you could feed them for the winter. So you'd get them fat up on federal lands, and you'd bring them down in the winter, and you'd feed them the hay you grew in the summer. And I can't remember what year it was, but they changed the federal laws so that my grandpa and his brothers could no longer it was they it was not allowed to graze on U.S. Forest Service land, and so you couldn't sustain a cattle ranching operation under those parameters. So they started to grow potatoes and tried to make a living doing that, and they did for a little while, but then they just thought they'd sell it. So the last piece of the Marolt property that was sold was to a guy named Wally Mills in probably the mid-50s, and that became the Aspen Golf Course eventually.
Oh wow. Yeah, which I
Yeah.
think we were your neighbors when we first moved to Aspen. We were like three houses down on Bonita Drive from you guys, I think. You're in that white house with the nice white fence around it and
Yep,
everything.
yeah, that's home. Not anymore, but it was, for all my years growing up.
So were you and all your siblings in that house?
That's we were all there. My sister and I were born in a little house over at the base of Shadow Mountain, and we moved out there near the golf course when I was about, I think I was 7. And
Oh, okay.
then so for the most part, that's what I remember is our family home growing up, and my mother lived there until she passed away last spring. So it was truly the family home.
Wow, that's
yeah
great.
yeah
Is it still in the family or?
it is still in the family, but unfortunately, the way economics are around here, there are four of us siblings in the valley, and none of us can afford to buy out the other three. So it's up for sale, which kind of breaks my heart, but it's an economic reality that amongst many that we just have to deal with when we live in Aspen.
Wow.